Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Zephaniah chapter 3, verses 14 and 15. Sing, daughter Zion, shout aloud, Israel. Be glad and rejoice with all your heart, daughter Jerusalem. The Lord has taken away your punishment. He has turned back your enemy. The Lord, the King of Israel, is with you. Never again will you fear any harm. Nothing quite illustrates the joy of Christmas like a child waking up to discover a pile of presents under the tree. We picture the joy of Christmas coming through gifts given and received. We might not think of the joy there is when something is taken away, but it can happen. For the one who is suffering, think of the joy that comes when the pain is taken away. For the one carrying a heavy load, think of the joy when that burden is lifted. For the one accused and sentenced, think of the joy when the punishment is taken away. The prophet Zephaniah described the joy given when something was taken away. God's people in Zephaniah's day had experienced the consequences of their sin of turning away from the Lord. God used enemy nations to punish and correct his people. However, the Lord had not abandoned his people. They would not experience the eternal punishment their sins deserved, and neither will we. Our sins deserved God's punishment, not just for time, but for eternity. The load of sin's debt once crippled us, but real joy is given because Jesus has taken away the punishment we deserved. He took it away by taking it upon himself on the cross. Real joy is given because Christ has taken away your guilty verdict. Real joy is proclaimed because his tomb was found empty after he rose from the dead. This is proof that nothing stands between you and God. Jesus came to take away sin and death by his death and resurrection. Jesus will come again to take away pain and sorrow forever, and will take us to experience the greatest joy we will ever know. Real joy is given because of all that Jesus has taken away. Lord, fill my heart with songs of thanks and praise that you have taken away the punishment of sin, and give the peace of forgiveness in Jesus. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.